We read further from the Word of the Lord in the second chapter of the book Divine Providence. The Lord's divine providence has for its end a heaven from the human race. The more nearly a person is conjoined to the Lord, the more distinctly he appears to himself to be his own, and yet the more evidently he recognizes that he is the Lord's. There is infernal freedom, and there is heavenly freedom. It is from infernal freedom to think and will evil, and, so far as civil and moral laws do not hinder, to speak and do it. On the other hand, it is from heavenly freedom to think and will good, and, so far as opportunity is granted, to speak and do it. Whatever a man thinks, wills, speaks, and does from freedom, he perceives as his own. For all freedom that everyone has is from love. Therefore, those who are in the love of evil perceive only that infernal freedom is freedom itself, while those who are in the love of good perceive that heavenly freedom is freedom itself. Consequently, the evil and the good perceive the opposite to be slavery. Still, it cannot be denied by anyone that only one of these is real freedom, for there cannot be two kinds of freedom in themselves opposite and in themselves freedom. Moreover, it cannot be denied that to be led by good is freedom, and that to be led by evil is slavery. For to be led by good is to be led by the Lord, and to be led by evil is to be led by the devil. Now, since everything appears to man his own that he does from freedom, for freedom is of his love, and, as said above, to act from one's love is to act from freedom, it follows that conjunction with the Lord makes man appear to himself to be free, and consequently to be his own. The nearer the conjunction with the Lord, the more free he feels, and consequently the more he seems to be his own. He appears to himself more distinctly his own because the divine love is such that it wants what is its own to belong to another, thus to a human being or to an angel. Such indeed is all spiritual love, and above all the divine love. Moreover, the Lord never forces anyone, for nothing to which anyone is forced appears as his own. And what does not appear to be his own cannot be a part of his love, and so be appropriated to him as his own. Therefore, man is continually led by the Lord in freedom, and he is also reformed and regenerated in freedom. As the Lord's divine providence has as its end in view a heaven from the human race, it follows that its end is also the conjunction of the human race with himself, and that a man should be more and more nearly conjoined to him, and that by this conjunction he should become wiser, and that he should become happier, and finally that a man should appear more distinctly to himself to be his own, and yet to recognize more clearly that he is the Lord's. All these things are of the Lord's divine providence, because all these things constitute heaven, which providence has for its end. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.